Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We're in the section where Paul was anticipating some pushback from this last admonition about women remaining silent, if not even some pushback from this whole chapter. Paul is anticipating the Corinthian church to lay claim to some type of higher authority or even original authority. So Paul says in verse 36, "Did God's word originate with you? Does God's word only extend to you?" The answer to both of those questions is no. God's word was delivered to them by an apostle. They had no such claim on that type of authority. Their authority was not rooted in themselves. Their authority was to be rooted in the faith, the body of work that had been delivered to them by Paul, including this letter that he was writing to them. So Paul wraps up this section by using a phrase he has employed two other times in this letter. It's this: if anyone thinks he is wise, or if anyone thinks he has knowledge, Paul gives a test of sorts. The truly spiritual person recognizes and obeys the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Spirit. If they say they are spiritual or are a prophet, but reject or marginalize or classify God's word as less than their own word, then that person will not be recognized. They won't be recognized by the church. They won't be recognized by God. Neither churches nor individuals do not get to march to the beat of their own drums. We have a grand marshal, and his scepter is clear for all the church to see. We watch it, and we move according to the direction in his word. These are the marks of a well-ordered church: clarity of message, creational design, and the recognition and obedience to God's word as the authority for us. As you pray today, please remember Paige Sanchez and her family, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Ashaninka LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Peru.